Our guest this week is the guy who scored a touchdown yesterday, and that is Aaron Colvin. Aaron joins us live here at the stadium. Aaron, when you were running for that touchdown, the words of an old song just went through my head. Literally, as you're running down there, I said, boy, what a long and strange journey it's been for you.
Yeah, it definitely has been. It's been a tough journey. It's been a tough process, but for that play to happen, it's been, you know, well achieved.
It had to feel good, though, to be able to go in at halftime and come out in the second half and really play defensive football that really, I said it was the greatest defensive performance in a half of football in Jaguars history. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, when we came out in the first half, we didn't feel like we played up to our standards. And, you know, when we came in halftime, Coach Gus let us know that. He didn't have to say much. You know, some of our leaders, Big Red, Sip, some of the other guys that have stepped up in that leadership role told us, you know, we got to pick it up. So when we came out there, we wanted to play high energy. We wanted to get takeovers, and we wanted to do some of the things that we do well.
As you might imagine, the highlights from the game include three plays from the second half in that game. And we'll start out with our top plays, and that's the final play of the game with Cedric Marks, who is getting to the quarterback, Jeff, on a regular basis, and this pretty much ended the game.
This was his seventh sack of the year, and when you're a defensive lineman in that situation, boy, you're literally drooling with your mouth because you know that this can be a game-closing moment. And I think there were three different guys that could have gotten the sack on that play.
So Derek really has been an effort guy this year, and I've noticed that some people are starting to take notice, and you would have to say that he's having a Pro Bowl-type year.
Well, and it's not easy for a guy on a two-win football team to make the Pro Bowl, but I know, Aaron, you guys can see the talent that Cedric has and the effort that he plays with. It is Pro Bowl level.
Oh, no question. I mean, with him playing at a high level like that, it makes you want to play at a high level as well.
Cedric was part of the first touchdown as well. He kind of laid on the ball here, so Rashad Jennings couldn't get to it. And look at JT Thomas come out of nowhere and grab that thing for a touchdown.
Well, and Aaron, I'm sure that this was a great coaching moment for you guys in the defensive room today because JT Thomas comes from 7 yards away, shows great effort. Cedric's keeping the ball alive between his legs or whatever he has to do, but to never quit on a play.
Exactly. And Coach Bob always preaches that, to never quit on a play, to always finish through. And right here, I mean, you can see a great example of that when Cedric is still fighting for the ball and JT comes out of nowhere and gets it.
Fall on the ball. Get on the ball, right? Get it in your possession and hold tight because anything can happen at the bottom of those piles.
Well, they call it a dog pile, and I give JT lots of credit. He could have broken Rashad Jennings' arms when he made that recovery, but he came in a little soft.
He got half a leg and all the ball for a touchdown. And our Baptist Health game-changing moment is your touchdown, Aaron, the scoop and the touchdown as the Jaguars took a lead. This was a twofold excellent defensive play.
Well, and really, if you looked at the plays that led up to this, Aaron, Cedric Marks got a big tackle for a loss. It was a long yardage situation. It's a dump off underneath. You come in and make the initial hit, and then while Donald, the tight end, is in the air, Dwayne knocks the ball out. Great awareness there, and great awareness by you of getting up to pick it up, not just fall on it, pick it up and go.
Well, you know, Dwayne Grez made a great play right there. I just wanted to really get him down. It was third down, so I wanted to get the defense off of the field. And with DG being smart enough to try to punch the ball out, I just seen him try to make a play.
Did you see the ball? When did you see the ball? Because you get knocked backwards here, and then all of a sudden you roll over and you're gone.
Well, I kind of just felt, you know, everybody swarming towards us. So as I rolled over, I kind of seen the ball just floating there. And at that moment of time, I said, nobody's getting that ball to me.
Aaron, what was it like at the end of the game? 6 minutes to play, the offense goes three and out, and you stop the Giants again. And now all of a sudden you give the team another chance with just over 2 minutes to play. What was it like being on the sidelines in that situation?
It was incredible. I mean, that's what we harp ourselves on. Always putting the offense in the best position to win. No matter what they're doing, no matter what's going over there, we know they'll get it right. So all we can worry about is what we do, and we have great leaders that help us, you know, get to that point.
You know, the one thing that you kind of notice about Blake Bortles, it doesn't matter what the situation is or what, you know, the score is on the game, he's excelled in two-minute drives, whether it's been in the preseason or in the regular season so far. I mean, that's the one area that you could probably say, hey, he's been just fine at, and he certainly excelled here.
Oh, no question, man. Blake, I'll ride with Blake any day of the week. Blake never seems to get too flattered, never seems to get too frustrated, and that's huge for us.
Sometimes then when you put it on the kicker to go in there and literally win the game for you, it's always nice to have a guy who's done it numerous times. Josh Scobie hadn't had a game-winning kick since 2010, which was a 59-yarder against Indianapolis. But yesterday, Jeff, he told me in the locker room, he went over and looked at that spot well before the Jaguars got down there. And he has this very positive mantra about this kick is already good. I just need to go out there and make it.
Well, and if he had that positive, you know, saying to himself, I give him credit because, you know, it has not been all positive for Josh Gobe this year. Protection has been an issue. He's had some kicks that have been low. And for him to kick this when it's a clutch moment. I mean, congratulations to Josh. That's his 8th career game winner. And, boy, this football team certainly needed that. Well, I'm sure you were nervous when he was lining up to kick that one.
To be honest with you, anytime I see Scobie going up to line up to kick a field goal, I automatically think it's going in. So when it doesn't go in, I mean, it's pretty surprising.
What was it? There's still 28 seconds left in the game or something like
28
that,
28
right?
seconds, yeah. And, you know, you got a quarterback on the other side of the field that was 2-time Super Bowl winner, had 31 career game-winning drives in the fourth quarter overtime himself. So, you know, so you knew it wasn't locked away.
Oh, no doubt, especially going against Eli Manning and those good receivers they had. So we knew that it was still a chance for them to throw up a jump ball. I mean, you just seen what Odell Beckham did against the Cowboys. So.
Nothing like the positive energy that Gus Bradley has all the time, and I'm sure it felt another notch up after walking off the field with the second home win of the year.
Man, it was huge. I mean, for that to be my first home game to play in and for us to get that win, it was an incredible experience.